Well, howdy guys, remember this news item? It's where this femon adult influencer, we all know what that is, stabbed her boyfriend to death with a rather large knife. Manaj, things didn't look too good for her, really, considering another video surfaced of her attacking her boyfriend before she actually stabbed him to death. She took a plea deal and pleaded manslaughter, where she's been jailed for 6 years, and then when she gets out, 5 years probation. Now, we all know femons are caring with feelings, and they love so deeply and... I can't bullshit anymore about it. Femons are all about persona, show and tell. They're usually as deep as a puddle. They have no real deep feelings whatsoever about anybody else but themselves. She's ended a man's life, her boyfriend's life. But what is important to her? Well, she's made a few requests while being in jail. She's requested makeup, cosmetics, and tighter clothes. I mean, if you've got to be in prison, you may as well look good. Does this seem like to you guys a femon that has remorse about what's happened? Or is it a selfish femon that's just thinking about herself and her persona? Maybe she thinks she can still carry on her adult influencer thing in jail. And it would make a really cool backdrop, too. Does she not actually realize she's ended somebody's life? She doesn't even care, does she? Well, I bet you when she gets out, she'll go straight back to being an adult influencer. She won't have learned anything at all. And won't take accountability for it either. But is she so unusual from all the other femons we see now? Because the true nature of femons is on show everywhere. And you're a fool if you can't see it. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. It's just the lack of remorse. The lack of guilt. It's just always all about them. We're all warned about evil. Now it has a face. Take it easy, guys.